Jerome Powell will speak at 10 a.m. Eastern time today. Investors are paying close attention to his remarks since they're expecting another rate cut in September. But the comments this week from regional Fed presidents show policymakers are actually divided on the way forward. The Fed's rate policy doesn't just impact the U.S. Claude Lopez, director of international finance and macroeconomics at the Milken Institute, explained what effect lower rates could have on emerging economies like Turkey.
It seems to be good news, especially the one that have a lot of debt in dollars, because the dollar become less strong, let's say. And so that means their debt is more sustainable.
Are there certain economies that have benefited or been particularly sensitive to what the Fed does, whether it raises or lowers interest rates?
Well, many of them are also borrowing in U.S. dollars, such as Argentina, Brazil. You're talking about interest rate, but there is a direct link with the value of the dollar, the exchange rate. And so if that exchange rate come higher, then that debt become more expensive, because at the end, those countries have their own currency, but they need to repay the debt in dollar. Also, a decrease in interest rate would lead investors to look again to emerging. It's not clear to me that will happen unless that those emerging countries have potential of growth and things like that.
So in order for investors to go there, they would have to have confidence in those emerging economies also. It's not just driven by Fed policy.
Of course not. It's always in relative terms. That means if I go there, is it better than if I stay where I am? In an environment where, I mean, there is more and more discussion regarding how much uncertainty there is in the world, from the trade policy to slowdown in Europe, even Germany, which usually is a strong economy. It's a combination of a lot of factors.
Now, we know if the Fed doesn't follow through on its projected interest rate cutting path, it's probably going to unnerve financial markets in the U.S. But what are the ramifications for emerging markets if the U.S. suddenly decides to, say, raise rates or keep them steady rather than cutting them?
First of all, I don't think it's a given that there will be four cuts, just because we will not have any more monetary policy when there will be an actual rate slowdown. Regarding emerging countries, I really think that we are at such a level of interest rate, which is already quite low, that I really believe the impact will be minimal. That is going to make things maybe easier for some of the emerging. Some of them could pick up some of the investors, because at the end of the story, if U.S. continue to decrease the interest rate, that means that the U.S. is really not in a good shape.
That's Claude Lopez speaking to me there. Finally, a heartwarming tale. An 11-year-old Londoner has become one of the world's youngest restaurateurs. He opened up a pop-up vegan Caribbean restaurant after honing the cooking skills he learned from his mom. The young chef starts school again next month, but has ambitions to open a food bus one day. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.